Good morning, dear colleagues. Welcome to this 73rd session of the UNECE Working Party on Transport Statistics. This is a hybrid meeting, and this is the first time we're having a genuinely hybrid meeting with a strong in-person attendance in addition to online. So please bear with us as we try to manage this. My name is Alex Blackburn, and I'm the secretary of this working party. With me in the room, we have the chief of section, Francesco Dionori, our new colleague, Miso Lee, and our secretarial support, Carol Marilli. Thank you for coming today or joining us online. This meeting is to facilitate country exchanges on the benefits and challenges associated. This meeting is a place where we come to discuss common methodology, data collection, and innovation in transport statistics. The first item today is the adoption of the agenda. You will have seen in the email that I've circulated to you a provisional program that I've sketched out. First of all, we have a correction to the provisional agenda under agenda item 2. You will know that our previous chair, Mr. Michael Scrim of Statistics Canada, has moved away from transport and is unable to chair our meeting this year, which is why the provisional agenda said that, we should have a special election. However, after verifying the UNEC rules of procedure, it's clear that the rules state that the country elected chair remains chair in these circumstances, which is why we're joined by Mr. Rob Larmour today, who will be chairing our meeting, and I'll pass him the floor in just a moment. This morning, we have agenda item on big data for transport statistics. This afternoon, we're followed by agenda item number 4 on travel surveys. Tomorrow morning, we will cover agenda item number 5 on the transport-related SDGs, which is also merged with agenda item 9 on UNEC transport statistics dissemination. Thursday afternoon, we will cover item 8 on travel censuses and visualization, as well as item 7C on vehicle statistics and emissions. This session will also end with the election of officers for 2023 and 2024. On Friday, we will discuss the item 7B on the common questionnaire. And following this on Friday, we'll have updates on the Inland Transport Committee, item 11, updates from other international organizations, any other business, and the reading of decisions. As you've seen in my email, the timetable is somewhat adjusted from our normal procedure due to the challenges of virtual interpretation. So we will have 3-hour sessions today, and then 2-hour sessions on Thursday and Friday. Because of the virtual interpretation challenges, for participants joining us online, please pay attention to the instructions that have been circulated. And my colleague Miso will just put these in the chat now. In particular, we stress that you need to use good quality unidirectional microphones. Please minimize background noise and have a clear background behind you to make the job of our interpreters easier. Just to highlight as well that you can listen to the interpretation through Zoom between English, French, and Russian using the interpretation feature. If you have any problems with that, please let us know. At this stage, I'd like to pass the floor to our chair, Mr. Rob Larmour of Statistics Canada, for his opening.
Thank you, Alex. Good morning, everyone. I'd just like to do a quick introduction. So my name is Robert Larmour. I'm with Statistics Canada. I'll be chairing over the next 3 days.